Makos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Mishnah tells us, Hazarik Evan L'Rishus HaRabim, V'Horag. Somebody throws a stone into the public domain and it kills someone. Harei Zeh Gola. They go into Golas. Now, the Gemara explains that this cannot be talking about as simple as it sounds, that a person throws a stone into the public domain and it kills somebody, that he goes into Golas, because such an act is karov lemezid. It's something that's close to purposeful, and because of the extreme negligence that's involved. And Golas certainly would not be sufficient punishment. And therefore, the Gemara says that this case is speaking where somebody threw a stone into a area in Rishus HaRabim that's used for people to go to the bathroom. However, it's an area that people generally use to go to the bathroom only at night, but not during the day. And this person threw it during the day when he would not expect people to normally be there. That's what makes it a true shogig, a true inadvertent murder. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is going to add in an idea about stone throwing, and says, "Imi kishiyatzisah even miyado hotzi halaz esrosha v'kibla." If after the stone has already left my hand, and somebody puts their head out, let's say out a window, v'kibla, and he's on the receiving end of the stone, he gets killed because of that. Hareza putter. He is, the stone thrower is putter from going into Golas. That is not considered to be a true shogig. It's as the Torah says, "Umatza esre'eu v'ames," that the stone finds his friend and he dies as a result. That's prat, to exclude mamzi asatzmo, somebody who brings himself out. In other words, he wasn't there at the time. It has to be that the person was there at the time that the stone was thrown. Now, zarakesa evan lachatzero v'harag. Let's say person throws a stone into its own courtyard that he owns, and it kills someone. So it depends. Im reish rishus lenizik likanes l'sham, if the person who is damaged or killed has permission to enter into that area of mine, so then gola, then it goes. Then are we going to golas? Because that the person had permission to be there, had to have it be expect somebody to be there. V'im lav. If the person did not have permission, eino gola, doesn't go into golas, because shenemar v'asher yavo esre'eu v'yar. It talks about a case in the Torah that his friend goes into the forest and he gets killed as a result of being in the forest. And but we understand from the fact that we bring a forest as an example that mahayar v'shuslik nizik l'mazik l'kanes l'sham, just as a forest is an area where the person who does the damage and the person who is in the receiving end both have permission to go there. Yotze chatzer balabayis. It's to exclude a case where the chatzer, the courtyard that belongs to an individual, the person who throws the stone, she'ein rishos li'nizik l'mazik l'kanes l'sham. There's no permission that the person who gets damaged, he didn't have a permission to be there. So that's excluded from the consideration of going into golas. Avashol Omer. Avashol has a different interpretation of this pasuk. And he understands that the pasuk says, "Asher yavo esrehu vayar," comes upon his friend in the forest. Lachtov eats him. He goes into the forest to chop wood. So he understands from the wood chopping aspect of the pasuk. He says as follows: "Machatavas eitzim rishus." Just as chopping wood is an optional act, this comes to exclude acts that are a mitzvah. Yotza ha'av ha'makes b'no. This is to exclude a father who is hitting his son in the process of educating him or being mechanichim. V'harav ha'roda es talmido, or a rebbe who is also hitting his student in the process of educating him, which are mitzvah acts in the days when corporal punishment was utilized. V'shliach beizdin. And the shliach of a beis din, the one who is sent by the beis din to mete out punishment in the form of lashes, if somebody gets killed in any of these processes, there is no chiyuv to go into golus. It's only when an optional act is being performed. If an act of mitzvah is being performed and inadvertently someone is killed in the process, of course it's a terrible thing, but at the same time it doesn't have a chiyuv of golus. I will just mention something that my Rebbe Zichron Levrach, Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, used to say, that although certainly corporal punishment was used and was effective in the times of Chazal and after that as well, but in today's day and age, being society being what it is and expectations being what it is, it is only a harmful thing. It would not be a helpful thing. And once it becomes a harmful thing, it's no longer permitted.